Amen. And sit down. Sit down. Every Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. we have a program we call it Breakthrough. Breakthrough Anointing Service. It is a secret that will keep you going and you become unstoppable. Amen. Call your name, Moses Alu. I am unstoppable. Call your name and say it. Say it very well. Say it very well. Hallelujah. So let me repeat it very briefly again so that we have enough time to worship God, pray. Something we need to remind ourselves. We say it every time, but it's good to keep repeating some of these things. Sometimes some people catch it, some don't catch it. And very interestingly, we know all over now, all the people who are not here tonight, they are connected online, watching us all around the world, even in Ijesha here. And they are watching us now across the bridge. They could not come here this night. They are preparing to vote their candidate tomorrow. Praise God. Let's read some scriptures. And I hope I can flow the way I was flowing during the Thursday program, because it was hot in my mind. The scripture says, let's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Praise the Lord. Everybody, listen very well. One word quickens to you will ignite something you have in you don't even know. The day in 1989, God caused me to catch the revelation of divine healing. From 1989 till today, I have not gone to the hospital to take injection, typhoid, malaria. What did they take injection for again? Take a trip, take what? That's what revelation does. Amen. I said, so there is divine healing in the Bible. Yeah, they go take injection, they take a drug. I suffer myself. When I fall sick, I stand on the word of God. And it has never failed. That's the confidence I have to pray for you. And people say you have a healing gift. I say, hey, na gift. Now you call that gift. Me, my own, I call it faith. And you can't have faith without a revelation. It's a revelation that produces faith. Praise God. It's a healing gift you have. I say, you call it healing gift, but I call it faith. And faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. But the definition of faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence not seen. Something, substance of things you hope to fall, and something that gives what you do substance, gives you faith. You are sure that something will happen, but before you are sure something will happen, it's because you are sure that thing exists and it will happen. I don't know whether I'm speaking the grammar correctly. I am sure that you will give me the money that I'm coming to ask you to give me. So I am sure Therefore, I tell you, you say, how much be that thing? Wait, I will come tomorrow to collect it. I will come and pay you tomorrow. She, I don't have. But I am saying it because I know I am coming here to collect the money. So what is it that gave me faith to say, I will pay you tomorrow, and I'm sure I will pay you tomorrow, is because I know where I will get it from. Praise God. And the only place that you can be sure you will get it from, because it is there, it is in the Word of God. It never fails. Man can fail you, but the Word of God never fails if you stand on it, because God cannot deny himself. He watches over his word to perform it. Praise the Lord. What does that verse say? Verse 16, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. Everybody say it. Say it again. Very loud. Say it. Rejoice evermore. That is the position of every believer. Every believer, we are to rejoice evermore. One of the reasons we rejoice evermore as believers is because Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who will be against us? That is why we rejoice. That is the joy of being in Christ. There is that, you know, blessed assurance. There is that confidence. The songwriter says, I am saved, whatever may betide me. I am saved, whoever may be right. I am saved, what God is going to hold me in the hallow of his name. The scripture says that we are engraved, not written. If you write something, you can clean it. But when it is engraved, it's like tattoo in the palm of his hand. Rejoice evermore when you're a Christian, because we are on the winning side. We are overcomers. Why? If God be for us, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? If God be for us, the size of the problem does not scare us. Hallelujah. Because we don't look at the size of the problem, we look at the size of our God, the solution. Praise the Lord. That is the first reason why we rejoice forevermore. We rejoice also, praise God, because of Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 15. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23. Listen very well. It says, a man hath joy. Remember, we say rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth. And a word spoken in due season, how good is it? A man has joy, verse 23, by the answer of his mouth. And a word spoken in due season. He said, how good is it? So you can understand Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 14. He repeated it also. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. He says, a man shall be satisfied with good, but the fruit of his mouth. And the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. A man shall be satisfied with good by what? The fruit of his mouth. That is why Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he says, pray without ceasing. Use your mouth. Use your mouth and create joy for yourself. Or use your mouth and remove joy from yourself. This mouth that God gave us, God gave it to us, and it has power. If you are going to rejoice evermore, then you will use that mouth continually. Use it for prayers. I caught this and I've tried to share it with our brethren. The power of the spoken word. Hallelujah. And so when I came across this clip, I played it on Thursday. I want to play it again now. I saw a principle that I said, no, I have been practicing and it has been working for me. Let my brethren also, you know, learn something from it. So let's see. I sent it to some people around, but many of you, maybe you'll be hearing it for the first time. Just listen to this principle and learn how to live a victorious life.
Let there be light.
And there was light.
I want to remind y'all of the power of the mind. You can think yourself into a depression. You can think your way into stress. You can think your way into misery, frustration. There's so much more power in the mind than you probably like to give yourself credit for. Change your mind. Decide that you love yourself enough to not surround yourself with people, things, and situations that can have your mind continuing to spiral down this negative and dysfunctional train.
Once I feed you with an idea that you are susceptible to something, look, I can feed you with an idea that this pill that we just got from the pharmaceutical company, it's the greatest, best thing for your issue. And I give you this pill and you get better. And then later you find out it was a sugar pill, and everybody goes, yeah, that's called the placebo effect. And I go, what does it really mean? I said, you didn't get healed by the pill, you got healed by the belief in the pill. And I go, well, yeah, that's what placebo is all about. And at least one-third, minimum of one-third of all medical intervention is, it's the placebo effect, that where the healing comes from. Everybody goes, yeah, I know about the placebo. And I go, yeah, but that's a result of positive thinking. What about negative thinking? And this is what we don't talk about, but the reality is it's equally powerful in regard to affecting your biology as is positive thinking, but it works in the opposite direction. A negative thought is called a nocebo effect. It can cause any disease, and you can die. If you believe you're going to die, you can die from the belief. So we really have to watch out, because a psychologist would tell us 70% or more of our thoughts are negative and redundant, replaying the same negative thoughts. I go, if thoughts had nothing to do with it, fine. But thoughts, positive or negative, shape our biology. And all of a sudden it says, well, now it's time to wake up, because our negative thinking is manifesting a negative life experience.
Words are extremely powerful. You actually create your own laws and limitations for yourself. Using the words that you use most often. The greatest teacher to ever live, the carpenter from the plains of Galilee, once said, by your words you are justified, and by your words you are condemned. He understood the spiritual properties words possessed. Rumor has it, the prime creator actually spoke the universe into existence, also known as cymatics or vibration. And remember, you are a piece of the creator and possess the same creative qualities. Never use phrases like, "This is killing me," or "This makes me sick." Though lighthearted, those are actual commands that are stirring energy in motion.
From the fruit of their mouth, a person's stomach is filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
There are high energy words, and there are low energy words. High energy words attract to you positive people, positive situations, positive outcomes, positive circumstances. They also raise your health and the health and wellness of those listening.
From the fruit of their lips, people are filled with good things, and the work of their hands brings them reward. An honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment.
Low energy words do the exact opposite. They attract all manner of negative situations and circumstances, and they have also been proven to lower your immune system, making you more susceptible to illness. Dr. Emoto's water experiment proved that words and intention actually have a physical impact on water.
Dr. Emoto's laboratory does research on water samples which are subjected to various forms of outside influence. The impressions made upon the water are recorded by swiftly freezing it in a cryogenic chamber. Somebody said, "Thank you" to this water. "Excuse me." "You disgust me." "Idiot." "I hate you." "Love." "Hope." "Soul." Emoto Masaru's numerous experiments aimed at finding the word that cleanses water most powerfully have shown that it is not just one word, but a combination of two. Love and gratitude.
See good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech.
Jesus said that your words are spirit.
The spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I've spoken to you, they are full of the spirit and life.
It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not.
Faith comes by hearing. It's like when we say, "I can do this," and then I set out to accomplish it. That it is the very word that when heard, because faith comes by hearing, that when you hear yourself saying these words, "I can do this," that you actually can get the courage and the strength and the wherewithal to get something done. That's why it's not just important to think good thoughts. You have to speak those thoughts. If you want things to come out and you want them to be manifested into the world, if you have a thought within you, you need to speak that thought out. You need to create by speaking the very thing that you had within you. You need to bring somehow into this world and make it so. Think of it this way. A thought that is within you is not in this world. The thought that is within you is within you. It is only until you speak that thought and you give it a vibration in this world that it actually manifests. The scriptures say that God spoke and everything became. The scriptures say that every word that we speak will be judged accordingly. That we will be held accountable for everything that we say and everything that we think. This is why we must take every thought captive. Every thought that comes into our mind, it has the potential to create that thought in the world if manifested by the words that you speak. Your thoughts create, your words make them become the very thing that you believe that they will be.
We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who's never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
Dr. Emoto has conducted another interesting experiment. He placed rice into three glass beakers and covered it with water. And then every day for a month, he said thank you to one beaker, you're an idiot to the second, and the third one he completely ignored. After 1 month, the rice that had been thanked began to ferment, giving off a strong, pleasant aroma. The rice in the second beaker turned black. And the rice that was ignored began to rot.
Is that we're going to say good, beautiful, positive things to the good apple and bad, nasty things to the bad apple. So I just took out my apples from the bad apple jar and the good apple jar. And as you can see, this is amazing. Even for the most skeptical ones out there, you have to admit that this is, and I have to admit, I was one of those that was a little skeptical, and I am in awe at what I'm seeing right now.
Try using 25 containers, or even 50 containers. This works, and it shows that our thoughts literally shapes our lives.
I love you, Strawberry. Love, 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 love.
I hate you, Strawberry. Hate, 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 hate you, hate.
Love, 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 love.
Hate, 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 hate.
That looks completely normal. look at the fungus mold disgustingness of the hate berry. Look at this.
People do things that annoy, disappoint, and anger. Though we cannot look into another's heart, we assume that we know a bad motive or even a bad person when we see one. This topic of judging others could actually be taught in a two-word sermon. When it comes to hating, gossiping, ignoring, ridiculing, holding grudges, or wanting to cause harm, please apply the following. Stop it.
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
Haven't we all, at one time or another, meekly approached the mercy seat and pleaded for grace? Haven't we wished with all the energy of our souls for mercy, to be forgiven for the mistakes we have made and the sins we have committed? Forgiving ourselves and others is not easy. In fact, for most of us, it requires a major change in our attitude and way of thinking, even a change of heart. This mighty change of heart is exactly what the gospel of Jesus Christ is designed to bring about.
I'm truly, truly sorry.
Let us be kind. Let us forgive. Let us talk peacefully with each other. Let us do good unto all men. Allowing us to see others the way our Heavenly Father sees us, as flawed and imperfect mortals who have potential and worth far beyond our capacity to imagine. Because God loves us so much, we too must love and forgive. Remember, in the end, it is the merciful who obtain mercy.
Believe it or not, each word that you speak is an affirmation. You are always affirming that you want more of it into your life by speaking it, by placing your attention on it, by talking about it. Since that's the case, only talk about the joyous things that you would like to have and experience. And before you know it, those words will become an everyday part of your vocabulary, and your life will soon follow suit.
Amen. Let's put our hands together for our God. Clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Somebody said some of us don't understand English to the level that Oyibo talk. And that you should have put down what the man is saying. So I told him, I said, even if not three people catch this principle, I'll be satisfied. And I look around. Not too many people appeared interested in what was going on. But it's okay. A message like this is always targeted at someone. Praise God. Because somebody will catch what is going on and go and practice it. And all the conclusion of the matter is this. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Listen. Me, I heard that and I got excited. Do you know anytime you go to a pastor, a minister, all of you who depend on people praying for you, what are they actually doing? They are speaking over you. They are speaking over you. And you are thinking that they have one special anointing because they have carry one title. I'm giving you a secret to be independent and flow and enjoy a victorious life. God raised me up to worship Him by faith. If you ever think that before I pray for you, when I tell you, don't worry, you'll be healed now, you think I saw a vision, Abby? Brother Reginus in New York, when I visited him, he was an online member who was sick. I was in the U.S. I said, let me go to his place and just pray with him. And he said, he asked me in his sitting room, he said, Brother Moses, he has been in this entire message years before I came in. And he said, sometimes you will just pick somebody from the congregation who is sick and say, now, this sickness will go. He said, fear when they catch and say, if the thing don't go, uncle. He in deaf America, fear they catch and say, I am going to make an empty post. He said, tell me, what is it that gives you confidence to speak like that? Now, vision, you see? I said, it's not vision, it's faith. When I say it, it comes to pass. Why? The power of the spoken word is not me. Anybody here too can exercise the same thing. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. And we claim to be following a message that a messenger brought. And that messenger, William Branham, spoke about the power of the spoken word. People will read something, they will not practice it. So how will you confirm it? That he spoke. Let there be scored. The Holy Ghost was teaching him. The Holy Ghost was teaching him. Teaching him. Because he was meditating on the scripture. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. He was in the bush. He was before a mountain. He said, it cannot be literal mountain. That thing cannot be literal mountain. Say to this mountain, remove. He go remove. It cannot be. He was not thinking, meditating. And the Holy Ghost spoke to him. It is literal mountain. Okay, practice now. What are you here for? Your favorite hunting is hunt for squirrel. You know here there cannot be squirrel here. You can speak squirrel to existence. He turned and looked at a tree and pointed to the tree. Let there be squirrel here. And the squirrel appeared there. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. His whole outlook changed. And he broke it down to us to tell you the realm that the bride of Christ is supposed to operate. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what we're trying to bring out here. He said, it's this mouth that God gave us has the power to bring life and to bring death. Every curse that is working against you, somebody spoke it. Amen. A brother, was sharing with me this evening. He said, he just suddenly discovered that he hated women. He said, if any woman called there, he sometimes he even spit. Come on, you are rotting thing, get away from me. He just hated women. They were disgusting to him. He didn't know why. He thought just like that. Until he came to this church. And a minister in this church saw him and deserved the problem. A girl cursed you. You disappointed the girl, even gave the name of the girl also. And then he remembered, he said, yeah, not true. Yeah, not true. are in faith. He told him, look for the girl and call her. He said he called the girl. And the girl, he said, that prophet that told you is a fake prophet. If not, why not tell you the thing when you do me too? Then it made sense. Like I said, what did they talk now too? When he persisted, after some days, the girl told him, yes, because of that thing you did to me, I naked myself. I hold Bible for hand. God, the righteous judge, judge between me and this brother. She naked herself and said, no woman will come near you. You will not be able to go to any other woman again in your life. Amen. She said, she don't know so the thing will work. So the thing work. He tell her. The brother there and I, they look at me, they laugh. Amen. Now you spoke about low energy and high energy. Low energy words and high energy words. That is, a curse is a low energy word. A blessing is a high energy word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And do you know what? If there is even a higher energy than the high energy. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is higher than high energy. That's why he said, rejoice evermore when you are in Christ. Hallelujah. You are too high for any low energy words to work, because you will reverse it immediately. That is what prayer meeting is supposed to achieve. Say it and it will come to pass. It's in the Bible. Death and life, where is it? It's in the power of the tongue. I have been emphasizing it. Until man can get to that level to make an experiment and speak negative words into something and the thing will die and rot it. And speak positive words into something and life will be coming. Can't we see? Even science is confirming the scriptures. Hallelujah. Do you know anytime you go to a pastor, a minister, all of you who depend on people praying for you, what are they actually doing? They are speaking over you. They are speaking over you. And you are thinking that they have one special anointing because they have carry one title. It's this mouth that God gave us has the power to bring life and to bring death. Hallelujah. And do you know what? If there is even a higher energy than the high energy. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is higher than high energy. Amen. William Branham said that if he prays for 1,000 people today and nobody receives healing, he said tomorrow he will continue. If you ask him, he said, why are you praying now? The people are not receiving healing. Why are you praying? He said, because healing is in the Bible. Healing is in the Bible. Deliverance is in the Bible. Hallelujah. Breakthrough is in the Bible. Miracle is in the Bible. Hallelujah. Therefore, anything you are doing and it's in the Bible, if anybody is helping you, say, I am doing it because it's in the Bible.